Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
According to a recent survey, an advisor authority survey from Nationwide released this week, 25% of pre-retirees, those that non-retired investors age 55 to 65, are pushing back their retirement date, and another 15% are not sure they'll ever retire. Now, there are four major reasons why are people pushing back their retirement date. Number one, concerns of inflation. Number two, fears of economic recession. Number three is market volatility. And number four, income taxes. And I'm kind of reading between the lines and assuming that's the likelihood of increasing taxes in the future. And of course, we do know taxes are going up in 2026 because the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expires at the end of 2025. So what does this really tell us and what can you do about it? The first thing that jumps to my mind is inflation for years is often the number one killer of retirement income. And I call it it's like cholesterol. It kind of sneaks up on you. You know, inflation is not like a stock market that goes down 30% at one time or 40% at one time. It just slowly erodes at your income, and you wake up one day 10, 12 years into retirement, and it's like, where's my income? I don't feel like I can pay for things. So it's a silent killer of retirement income. And in the long haul, is definitely one of the biggest retirement income risks. But it always has been, even with a 2 or 2.5% inflation rate. And of course, inflation has been much higher than that of late. But even with a 2 and a 2.5% inflation rate, income in retirement has got to increase over time. So I think it's really come under our focus of late because of what's happened in the last year, year and a half with increasing inflation rates. But we know things ebb and flow. You know, inflation in the May report that came out this month is 4% now for the last 12 months. You know, it got way up, I believe it was up over 8%, but at any rate, it's down to 4%. I do think the Fed's going to have a tough time getting it down to that 2% target, at least in the near term. Now, we'll just have to kind of see what happens. But inflation, you know, over a period of 20 or 30 years is probably not going to average 5%, but it's probably not going to average 1.5% either. So you always need a plan to increase retirement income. Now, then when we look at some of the other things, like the fear of an economic recession or stock market volatility, I mean, one thing that I feel like we can be sure of with the markets is that they're uncertain, they're unpredictable, they're volatile. We don't know what's going to happen. Markets typically have booms. Markets also have busts. We have economic growth. We have economic recessions. I believe very fundamentally that we don't know when one cycle is going to end and another one is going to begin. So really, when it comes to all of these concerns of why people are pushing back their retirement date and their concerns financially, it comes down to having a good financial plan and strategies to address these risks. How does your investment allocation need to change as you get closer to retirement? How do you fund retirement income in the short term for some security, but in the long term to fight inflation? What is your Social Security strategy? How can you reduce income taxes in retirement, especially in that sweet spot between retirement age and age 73 or 75 when you have to start taking distributions from your retirement accounts? So having a good financial plan that is fluid, that is kept up to date and is dynamic, but where you don't react too strongly to short-term trends and you have a plan to account for both the short-term and the long-term.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting broganfinancial.com.